The median age of a farmer in Arizona is somewhere between 55 and 64. And this is a nationwide trend as farmers are getting older and fewer young people are going into the profession. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn profiles three millennial farmers taking up the reins here in the local agriculture industry.
In a rural part of Arizona on the way to Yarnell, two cowboys try to get a stubborn cow to get up and move out of a narrow wooden chute. She's lying down because she can't turn around. She's one of a dozen or so cows rounded up by Ty Sorrells. Sorrells goes out into rough country on horseback to round up stray or feral cows wandering around. Livestock officer Garrett Lacey takes a look at these found near Lake Pleasant.
You got a good bunch.
Yeah.
The cows will be auctioned off by a ranch, so Lacey needs to inspect them before that. He writes down how many bulls and heifers are in the bunch.
The auction requires us to make sure that Ty didn't steal these cows.
Lacey's paperwork is proof. Lacey is in his early 20s and one of the younger livestock officers in the Arizona Department of Agriculture. His job is to inspect livestock before they're slaughtered or sold. He travels hundreds of miles for his job. He listens to podcasts in his truck to pass the time. To him, being a millennial in agriculture means using technology to help things along, like having people send self-inspection paperwork to his phone instead of making a trip for one or two head of cattle.
So it's super nice where I can just, you know, text me your email and I'll email it. I'll send a little screenshot and it's gone.
And he's all over cowboy social media where people show off their roping catches, legal or not.
But yeah, a lot of people Snapchat it, you know, catching what they got. And
have you seen that?
Oh yeah. Yep. I do too.
Lacey monitors Snapchat or YouTube for any kind of illicit cowboy activity, but says most of the time it isn't easy to determine where videos were filmed or if it was even technically illegal. Lacey finishes his paperwork proving Sorrell's cattle haven't been stolen on his iPad before going to his next assignment. On our ride along, we pass through his hometown, which he says shaped his own life path.
This is what I knew. So yeah, we always ran around down here. We'd always run it along the river bottom or whatever, play down there.
It's this kind of background you'll often hear about when speaking with young farmers or ranchers. Many take pride in being a generational farmer. 24-year-old Alexander Kahn does not fit that definition. The rancher is a Brophy College preparatory grad and heading to law school. His family just bought a cattle ranch near Perkinsville, northwest of Cottonwood.
I also am really drawn to the work that's involved, the lifestyle, and everything that goes into having an operation that is closely connected to the land.
The census says in Arizona there are more than 2,500 farmers under 35 years old. Almost half are Native American. And most of the farms run by young producers are beef cattle, sheep, and goat ranching farms. Kahn thinks his generation sees the potential in using the technology they grew up with to make a better farm.
A lot of people my age who are kind of coming together and talking about what they're doing on their ranches and how they're incorporating data tools and new technology to make ranching more effective, more sustainable, and more profitable as well.
And Kahn's not just talking about the environment.
Just kind of making sure that these things are sustainable, not only ecologically, but sustainable as lifestyles and business practices that we can carry into the future.
High cost of entry, like buying expensive land, harvesters, and material, can be a major barrier for young producers.
Like the average farm story is you're one bad crop away from total failure.
30-year-old Selwyn Justice has the farming background Kahn does not. Justice runs a U-Pick citrus farm in Surprise, and he really knows his citrus.
We also have the Caracara, which is a pigmented navel that a lot of people mistake for a variety of blood orange, which it's not. But speaking of blood oranges, we've got a couple of blood oranges too. We have 76 varieties of citrus out here.
He's found some ways to diversify what he sells. He's used his farm as more of an educating experience, and he helps a friend grow his cactus in a small nursery plot.
We started our U-Pick. He said, hey, I saw your U-Pick deal on Facebook, and I was just wondering if I could come set up.
Facebook?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, you know, millennial stuff. You know, that's kind of how this works.
Justice is also a member of the National Young Farmers Coalition, an advocacy group. The federal government also has funding and support programs for new farmers. The future of farming rests in millennials' hands with a look toward more sustainability to keep farming a viable career moving forward. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.